We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:44, 16 before 8. Tommy Tucker, WWO, Monday morning, March 25th. Time to help you take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Happy Monday, sir. I'm doing well.
Well, we got, I'm okay. We got 4 days of Wall Street. Are they open Good Friday or not?
That's a good question. I don't think
they are. We'll figure it out.
Might
we'll
be a half day. Yeah, it might be. We do have to figure it out.
So what's right. what are we talking about today?
Well, at the time we had a lot of just a slew of housing related news that came out last week, and it kind of dovetails off of what was happening, bringing everybody back to around October or November, where the Fed starts announcing that in 2024 they're going to lower interest rates and they're going to lower it three times. And some of the conversation from Powell and other Fed governors were more pointed to around mid-year and toward the fall. Well, Wall Street got ambitious on it, and they said, oh, no, we think, no, I know what they're saying, but they're going to start lowering rates as early as March. And so the economy kind of went in that direction with enough expectation in it going that way. Mortgage rates were falling fairly quickly. Amongst other rates that are in the economy, but the mortgage rates are the big one because it's a big ticket items. It was around a little over eight in August, and we saw numbers that were starting with a six right around that time going into 2024. So it was invigorating the housing market, numbers that I'm going to say in just a minute, all February. So we're looking at a little bit of a lag. You got to look backwards and see what was going on to create some of this. And, you know, housing transactions don't take place overnight. So you could see all of that building from the fall going into year end and spilling over into 2024, all the expectations of rates and so on. So a lot of people, we did it in the managing money segment on Friday, that if people could refinance, because we were doing 8% mortgages here at Jefferson Financial in the summer, because that was a prevailing rate. And when it goes down into the sixes, that's plenty room, 99.9% of the time, for people to refinance that mortgage and get a more comfortable payment by lowering that interest rate. So housing starts come out for February, about 100,000 units ahead of expectations at 1.52 million units. That's an annual rate. Building permits came out last week for February, and it was also ahead of expectations. And existing homes, different from obviously new home sales, but existing homes are about two-thirds of the market, about 67%, might be a little higher than that. They came in much higher than expectations. So we had those, you know, from an existing home. Imagine what it would take from the time you're looking at houses till your time the sale goes through. Mm-hmm. Imagine that's at least a couple of months. So that's where, you know, a lot of it dumped into 2024 activity that was ramping up in 2023. So a couple of things about the home sales. They post the biggest jump in a year amid a new wave of listings, because that was all with that interest rate that I described, those changes I described a little bit ago. And all cash sale buyers made up a third of sales. And I'm hearing that from local professionals that are saying, you know what, when somebody's looking at a house now, they're going in and cutting a check, and they're not looking for financing at all, because they weren't interested in recent rates, even though the rates had fallen. So that's a third of them. And 20% of the properties sold, they're selling above the list price. So somebody looks at what they want, they'll bid higher than list. I'm hearing some of that locally as well. They'll just, you know, add 10, 20, 30,000 onto the house, and away it goes. 20,000 ahead of what the seller is listing. So that, you know, it's been, from a rate standpoint, that has cut both ways, that people are enjoying the 2-point-something% rates. I refinanced my house in 2020, I got a 2.7% rate, and that's fantastic, and I'm glad the rate is low, and I'm enjoying the difference in the payment from when I bought it. But it's reduced the housing stock number. You know, so people that are in these very low rates are loath to sell, because if you're going someplace else, unless you're one of those third of the people that are cutting a check and just buying their next home in cash, if you're looking for financing.
Is it that high, a third?
A third, yeah.
Really?
A third, just this past, yes. All cash buyers made up a third of sales in February.
Okay.
Yeah, that, I thought that was a lot, and 20%, again, are paying more than the sticker price for the house, or what the seller is asking for it. But it's still like, okay, there was a some quotes about there being, of course, and it's going to vary with different places in the United States, but it quotes that there is a lack of housing. And then with the low interest rates of years past going through COVID, it's frustrated that situation where people that might be otherwise, you know, wanting to move or wanting to do something differently, they're looking at 7% mortgage rates now. And it's like, forget it. I'll just sit in my house and wait for a better time. Well, that's kind of as many units that have turned over, it could have been more than that if the market was more free to do so. But the rate thing, it just jams itself in the middle there. We know how much difference in a payment or in a long-term consequence, even with a 1% rate move, you've got a lot more money that you're financing over the term of the loan. You always say it on your Fifth District ads that it's a lot of money going forward. So if you could save a point or 2 points, people run in to do it. But if you're on the other side of that, if you're on the 2.7s and the 2.9, 3.0, a 6 would be a great rate, but it's still double at what you're paying. So, the seller is saying, well, I'm just going to wait a while and maybe this thing will change my benefit. Maybe it'll get a little bit more enticing and that's when I'll make my move. Otherwise, I'm sitting in my house and I'm tying up inventory.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the Wall Street Journal 30, as of this morning, and just to, for our listeners, they are polling pretty much the nation's 20 largest banks. And this morning, the 30-year rate was posted at 7.31%. Just last week, I was helping somebody. They wanted a quote. Somebody I knew called me directly on this. Look, I'm looking to finance a home. I need a 30-year rate. Ours was 6.2. So it goes to show you it's a point different than the Wall Street Journal 30-year average when they're posting these rates that they're collecting usually from the nation's largest banks. And I say that for a couple of reasons, that it definitely helps to shop around. And going back to where you, if you have a mortgage right now, going back to the place where you have a mortgage and just check their rates. And if you don't have a mortgage right now, you could always be calling, where you could call around whether you have one or not. But sometimes the rates can vary, and sometimes the institutions are pricing off of Fannie Mae, are pricing off of the market in some fashion. Otherwise, they're setting their own rates, and they can do that. So there's a big difference just today on what has happened of late, there's a full point difference on what's posted in the places that I had quoted. But as far as what the Fed is doing, last week they came out for the March meeting, and remember, that's the one that they were supposed to lower rates. Well, they did nothing. It was widely anticipated they were going to do nothing at all. So they sat on their hands. Market goes up, sets new highs, over 40,000, retracted a little bit, so it's at 39.7 as of last Friday's close. I don't know what the market was getting all giddy about, because it was 99% chance that they were going to do absolutely nothing. So I worry about, we said it Friday, Tommy, I worry about where the markets are in terms of the indexes. If they keep going up amidst a stubborn rate environment, it seems like they're going to stub their toe at some point, and we're going to see some price, some of these market averages fall, because it 2 weeks ago, the inflation gauge came out, two of them, the consumer price index and producer prices, both higher than expected. This week, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge is going to come out. It's a mouthful. It's called the personal consumption expenditure. But that's how they have a unique way of calculating inflation, and they maintain that in order to shape their monetary policy. And it's supposed to come out at 0.4% as well. So that's almost a 5% annual rate. I don't, you know, a lot of conversations are happening now. Well, there is still a high probability they're going to cut at the June meeting. But many analysts are saying, not in the midst of all this inflation news, it's going the wrong way. They're not going to cut and frustrate that situation, maybe send inflation higher. So it's, you know, the two things that shape stock prices, determine stock prices, interest rates and corporate earnings. The earnings have been decent over the past earnings season. We're coming up on another one. When March ends, then we'll start that party all over again and see where the companies are posting their earnings. But as far as what the Fed is doing, that would be great if rates would start falling. That would be nice. I'd love it from a banking perspective. But there's not a lot of room for the Fed to cut rates right now.
At some point, Mark, I would think people are going to realize it's not going to go back to 2 or 3% or 4% anytime soon, and they'll begin to look at 6% as an attractive rate.
Absolutely, and that's out right now. So that's why when you and I were talking about it over the past couple of weeks, if somebody's at above 6%, then you could refinance, get some quotes, and make some room in your budget. Why would you pay more interest than you need to? But the low 6% rates are in the economy, and they're local.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate your time. Great advice as always. We will talk to you Friday when you help us manage our money. Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. 7:55, 5 till 8. I'm Tommy Tucker. Time for traffic, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.